commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The Wausau School District is considering its long-term space needs. Enrollment is projected to grow at about 5%. Wausau has two high schools and two middle schools. Both are in relatively good shape in terms of space needs and physical plant. But things are uneven at the school district's elementary school level. Some schools are overcrowded, but others have space available. Some schools are older and need renovations, but others are more modern buildings. Elementary school maps could be redrawn. Some school buildings could be renovated. Some buildings might be closed altogether and replaced with newer neighborhood schools. The school district is holding four workshops to review the issue. They'll also spend about $40,000 to hire a reputable architectural firm, Plunkett Raich, to make recommendations. There's nothing wrong with any of this. But there is another option that should be discussed, and it is year-round schooling. Here's how it works. The students in a school are divided into four teams. The school year is divided into two-week sessions. In the first session, teams A, B, and C go to school while team D is on vacation for 2 weeks. In the next session, schools B, C, and D are in school while team A is out. Each student is in school for 6 weeks and then gets 2 weeks off, and there is no summer vacation. The two-week rotation continues year-round. Is this a perfect solution? Well, no. Many teachers get into the profession in part because they like summers off. In other districts, personnel costs rise between 8 and 10% as staff is transitioned to the new year-round work schedule. Some parents also like having summer vacation free for time with their families. But there is also an upside. Under the year-round model, each building can serve 25% more students. Academic studies show students forget some of what they've learned during the summer vacation. The brain loss is lessened during a year-round plan. And ultimately, this is an issue of cost. Construction is very expensive. One of the problems with hiring an architectural firm as a consultant is that they're in the business of building things. They will make shovel-in-the-ground recommendations. If there's a lower-cost alternative like year-round school that saves the taxpayers money, it should be considered.